Brothers and sisters in Christ, we're now towards the end of Lent. And in these days are filled with great anticipation. And so are our readings this morning. The prophet Jeremiah says, "The days are coming. The days are coming when the Lord will make a new covenant with his people." And then Jesus says, he says in the gospel, "The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified." And he says, "It was for this purpose that I came to this hour." Throughout the Gospel of John, we've been hearing a lot from the Gospel of John throughout Lent. The last three or four Sundays have all been from John. 17 times in John's Gospel, John writes about the hour of Jesus. Oftentimes Jesus speaks, just like he does today, about his hour. What is the meaning of this hour? And why does Jesus focus so much on this? The hour of Jesus is the appointed time for his passion. It's the climax of the gospel. It's the high point of the life of Jesus, this appointed time for his passion, the moment that he's going to save the world. If you notice in the gospels, there's many times that Jesus, they want to arrest him. They attempt to arrest him, but they're not able to. They're prevented from arresting him because the gospel says his hour had not yet come. Yet in today's gospel, this gospel comes just before the passion is about to unfold. Jesus now declares, he says, the hour has come for him to be glorified. Although this hour, and again, we're not talking about 60 minutes. We're talking about this moment. Although this hour is going to bring him much pain and torture, Jesus embraces the suffering of this hour because it's now that he has the opportunity to offer his life for our salvation. The hour, therefore, this hour, is that moment in history when Jesus will pass through agony and torment, when he will mount the cross, and out of love for his Father, and out of love for us, offer his life in sacrifice. You see, friends, this hour, this moment of Jesus' passion, it's not only an hour of humiliation and death, but it's also Jesus' hour of triumph. It's Jesus' hour of victory. An example of this, and unfortunately we can't see it today because everything's veiled in purple, as we prepare more, as we prepare greatly for Easter. But even though we can't see it, our processional cross that the servers bring in. If you look at it closely, on Easter when it's unveiled, you'll notice that Jesus is not expired. You'll notice Jesus is not expired. Jesus is not yet dead on the cross. But on this crucifix, Jesus' eyes are open. Jesus is crowned in victory, and he is dressed as a king. This crucifix that we have, the good fortune to have a beautiful crucifix in our church, this processional cross is called a Johannine crucifix, okay? It's a Johannine crucifix. That's because in the Gospel of John, when he talks about the hour of Jesus, John focuses on Jesus lovingly offering his life to his Father. You see, that's why he has not yet expired on the on this particular crucifix, is because it is in the moment that Jesus is offering his life to his Father when he gloriously triumphs over sin and death. Friends, the beauty of our Catholic faith is that also whenever we participate in Holy Mass, we participate in the hour of Jesus. Not the 60 minutes or 55 minutes or hour and however long Mass lasts. Not the 60 minutes, but this hour, this moment that Jesus offered his life for our salvation. This hour, this moment is made real for us on the altar. This is my body offered for you. This is my blood poured out for you. Next Sunday is Palm Sunday. And next Sunday we will begin to enter ever more deeply into this hour of Jesus when we celebrate Holy Week. In order to have a fruitful Holy Week, I have a little recommendation for you. I would recommend that everyone in the parish, that we all read together in the next 2 weeks in our own time, the Gospel of John chapters 18 and 19. Okay? Chapters 18 and 19 of John. It's about 3 pages, okay? But it's all about the passion of Jesus. But to read it, not to read it differently than the way that we read a newspaper, not just gaining information, but to really pray with it. John 18 and 19, to really pray with it, to speak, to read it slowly, just to let the Word of God feed us. Not trying just to like know about Jesus, but to come to know him and love him personally. This will help you to enter into the hour of Jesus when this important moment in history, the most important moment in history, unfolds for us again in Holy Week. May it be so. Amen.